Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
Hi, all. It's Susan Winter here. I have a discussion today. For those of you who want to date, you're ready to date. You are tuned up. You know exactly what you want. There's a little bit of an issue. You are in an environment, a field, a career, whatever it is, where you live. It does not give you enough of a selection of available partners. I'm saying this because I just came back from a month-long Asia tour, and I met my clients and I worked with them, and some flew into where we were in Singapore. And it was fabulous. And oftentimes, many of these individuals were working for an NGO in a developing country where they had a very specific kind of job that limited them to a certain location, and or the location was very expat heavy. So people were in transit and they either brought their families in for a few years or however long they were working in this country and left, or they entered their time in this foreign environment with the mindset of, I'm only going to be here a little while. I'm just going to do my time, build my career, and I'm not looking for anything serious. So whether you're a guy in college in a very specialized field, in a specialized college that has very few women in your career and your classes, and there's nobody else to choose from, and you don't even like what you're seeing, and those gals aren't even available, or if you're newly divorced, living in the suburbs, you don't want to uproot your kids, but you're looking at the environment around you and everybody you know, and you know why she divorced him, you know why he divorced her, you don't want any of those people, you know their story, it's too incestuous feeling, you feel like you need to be beyond where you are, and yet you have constraints. How do you handle this? I'm thinking about this because I just recently worked with a lady who lives in a beautiful mountain community. I mean, it's gorgeous. But to get down the mountain into a big city is about 2.5-3 hours. So you're talking long distance relationships. There's a lot of work going on here. And everybody in her community and back up the mountain, though it's a very posh place, everybody knows everybody, and everybody's been switching partners. She asked me what to do, because many times you may find yourself compromising on exactly what you want, or you may find yourself even trying to compromise on your morals, on how you're going to take whatever you can get. So let's figure out some ways that are a little bit better option. One, you have to understand that given the constriction, you are going to have to work for expansion. I know. You're going to have to work at dating. If you are truly, truly motivated to date and you want to date quality, you are going to have to find ways to get beyond your limited sample selection. And you are going to have to enlist other people. That's number one. Get people to be the casting directors for you. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your colleagues, tell whomever, tell people in your Facebook group or your friends on Instagram or whatever. Tell them that you're looking for somebody. Tell them what you want and tell them you'd love to have an introduction. That's one. Two, you have to go online. I know you hate it. We all hate it. I know. It's like wading through garbage. I do understand. But we all know many people who have met, married, been together for years that met online. It is just a reality. So you're going to have to make peace with that, because there's one thing that online does. Online expands you beyond your current territory. And in doing that, you will have a greater opportunity to meet somebody to your liking. So this is for those of you who are truly, truly motivated and you understand you're just not going to get it from the people around you. It just isn't possible, okay? So then put it in your mind that you will dedicate X amount of time per week to going online and filtering. Three, if you do so, you will have to travel. You will have them negotiate. You will negotiate what is the furthest distance that you could handle for a relationship. You're going to have to think about this in advance and be willing to do some legwork. You are going to have to be a little uncomfortable in your expansion process in order to be less uncomfortable in your limited selection awareness, okay? Another thing is, don't forget, when you're online, it's not just online dating. You can be checking in with your alumni group. Do they have travel opportunities? Can you even work that into your work schedule? What about people with common interests? Are there groups, whether it's on Facebook or it's on Zoom? Are there collected groups that have, I don't know, personal development or business development or some area that you're truly interested in and would like to contribute or help or learn about? In these online groups, one of the great pleasures is that you can show up in an ongoing environment that is conducive to chat and cohesion, not something where you've got a speaker and everybody's just listening quietly. You want something that's an interactive group so that you can actually interact with the other people that are on Zoom. You can see their faces. You can begin to establish a relationship. Oftentimes, people do this on social media. If you have a great social media presence and you love your job and you want to share it, or you are in a country doing work, for example, like so many expats in Singapore, and you want to highlight Singapore and start a whole page about that or your career or something you love, you will meet people that way too. So when you are faced with constriction and limited selection, you are going to have to be okay in your mind and understand and agree with the fact that you're going to have to expand and do a little work to compensate for this lack of exposure to the types of people that you want to date. It will be work. And the very last selection of opportunities here to find people that I'm going to offer you is, if the dominant goal in your life right now is to be partnered, and you've had your career, you're happy with the success, and you really think you've done what you came to do in this environment, or that you are fully invested in partnership, and that is your number one goal, no matter what's going on where you live, then you may want to consider a geographical move. Now, I say this only if the number one priority in your life is partnership, and you have tried all these other things that I have mentioned and been unsuccessful. And you know clearly it's not you. It's just that you are not meeting the kind of people you want. You don't have access to the aggregate of people that you would like to meet. Then consider moving, but do your research first. Where will you be happy? Where will you flourish? And where can you have an active social life walking into a new community as a single, right? So these are things to consider. I think major cities are great. There are a lot of people. I think New York City is excellent. They say it has a bad rap as far as dating and getting partnered, that people come there kind of with that expat mentality, like, I'm here for a while to build up my business. And then when I decide I'm going to get married or I'm going to decide on a serious relationship, I'll take it someplace else. We don't necessarily know that that's true, because every day new people keep coming into major cities. So find a place where you can really thrive and test it out first. Take some trips. Really envision yourself living there, because you would be making a very major decision to do so. All right? You'd be uprooting most of your life. So make sure that you can never put all your eggs in one basket just for partnership. Make sure that the quality of life and the environment supports you, and that you're really ready and kind of feel like you're ready for a change. I hope this helps you. Susan Winter, susanwinter.net. What prompted this discussion was my travel all through Asia and seeing people very dedicated to work in an environment where they had very little exposure to people that were dateable or available for dating. And it made me think of the fact that many of you are single, not by choice, but single simply because of your environment. And what do we do about that? If you need some help in navigating your way through dating and romance and figuring these things out, please consider a consultation. Go to susanwinter.net. You'll also find all of my products there. If you are having troubles figuring out what they're doing and what moves they're making, check out the Dating Games Guide. Very nominal fee. It's an app that's free app on your phone, and it draws up every single conversation I've had about players and games and counter moves for the moves that they make. It'll diagnose, it takes every video that I've had on the topic and goes right to the very section you want to know about. Also, Older Women and Younger Men does the same thing. So I hope that helps you. Also, I have books on Amazon. You can see all of that on susanwinter.net and my merch line that I'm so excited about, that I do just for myself. And people really like it. So sometimes the motivational quotes on a coffee cup when you have your breakfast in the morning just remind you to stay focused on where the truth lies. I hope this helps you. Susan Winter for susanwinter.net.